We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
These individuals will be charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. Much of our evidence comes directly from the businesses, also from body-worn cameras of our officers, and also surveillance that we had been conducting over the last several months. Yes, sir, he is one of the individuals.
Can you please name who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many accounts may he face?
Right now we have two.
93.7 The Fan, time is 5:05, brought to you by Archie's on the South Side, the official chicken wing of The Fan. That audio comes from a spokesperson working for the Jupiter Police Department. It might actually be their police chief, outlining the big bust down there today, this prostitution ring that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is allegedly a part of.
He's so far connected just to prostitution. They're busting a sex trafficking operation and a money
laundering. And he's just a pawn in that game. He didn't know about the sex trafficking.
That's the thing.
To the best of our knowledge, he didn't.
He's misdemeanor, and so far to what we know, he's lucky in this that he is being implicated for comparatively minor things.
A misdemeanor. He was going there for sex acts. He didn't know about
He did not know what was
web.
Going on behind the scenes,
yes,
basically.
To the best of our knowledge, he didn't. He's not being charged
with
that.
But still, it's the owner, and maybe the most venerable right now because of his team's success, the owner of the glamour franchise in the league right this second.
A multi-billionaire.
Being busted for prostitution at a strip mall massage parlor.
Yes.
At let's call it what it is. In one of those tawdry places you would expect to never see somebody like Robert Kraft walking in.
And he didn't do it one time. They have him on surveillance tape going multiple times to this establishment.
I can't.
The first question
really
that pops into
out.
My head
I'm
is
just
why.
Amazed. Yeah.
If I was a multi-billionaire, if I'm lonely and wanted some kind of company, I don't think I would need to go to a massage parlor to find it. I don't.
Robert Kraft have a much younger girlfriend?
I know he's a widow, and
I
wouldn't be surprised if he started dating again.
I think he is.
He read movie lines with that girl, remember?
Yeah. It was the woman that he was trying to help get into the acting business, and he was doing, because it made Deadspin, everyone laughed at him but said, hey, at least he's trying to be a good sport and help his, pretty obviously his girlfriend here, break into films.
This is so embarrassing.
You know what the word is for, and I think you'll like this word, this is very incongruous, right? You do not expect to see a man of that stature and wealth caught up in a story like this and an active participant in the less serious side of it, but probably for people, like, it's very tabloidy, this side.
Hey, look, everybody has needs, but, man, correct me if I'm wrong, but this just seems like a very desperate situation. Yeah.
Scuzzy. And that's, again, that's his side of it. The rest, the stuff that we aren't going to be talking
about is horrifying. He's categorically denying
that
it happened, but the authorities claim they have a video of him paying for it.
Categorically denying.
We know when the Patriots deny something, they usually don't get caught red-handed. Spygate.
Well, in his case here, it's misdemeanor, and it's not like the commissioner of the league not burning tapes or destroying it. You know what else I think is weird about this?
Yeah, he better pray that these tapes get destroyed.
You know what else I think is weird is that the Boston media, which I do find to be mostly fawning for that team, especially, and really for the Red Sox, too, they have taken great pains to say, wow, this is, I saw Ben Volin.
Yeah, he's covered them for a while.
Saying, wow, you really don't see the police usually show this, usually there's deference paid or deference shown to a man of this influential stature. Who cares? Why should he get special treatment and have his name hushed up in this? It's a terrible, terrible look for him, obviously, for the Patriots.
It doesn't put him on America's most wanted list and make him the world's worst person.
I'll say this. Prostitution, I think, should be legal and safe, like it is in Nevada. So, obviously, the crime here, if that's all he did, is not even something I find to be criminal, but it's very...
It's a violation of the league's personal conduct policy, at the very least.
When it happened to Eugene Robinson the night before the Broncos-Falcons Super Bowl, everyone crushed him for it. He was a devout Christian.
He was the NFL Man of the Year. I think he had just won the Walter Payton Award.
And the reason people crushed him for it was that. The optics of the guy that won the Man of the Year Award, a man of religious conviction, trying to solicit sex the night before the Super Bowl, not good optics. And that's what this is when a... Is he the most venerable owner outside? Is he probably the most influential one outside of Jerry Jones, maybe in the whole league? You can make an argument he's number one. He battled Roger Goodell, but he's largely been on his side in other matters, and he's getting caught up in this. If it were Art Rooney, we would be, like, freaking out about how insane that would be.
Because say what you will about the way Art has run the football end of the Steelers, and allowing Antonio Brown to act the way that he has with the contract extension and what he might excuse from Tomlin in terms of on-the-field performance. Like, the Rooney family hasn't really gotten itself involved in many controversies over the years because of, like, embarrassing personal acts like this.
That they have done.
Yeah.
The most controversial thing they've done is Dan Rooney stepping out in support of James Harrison after that incident.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around a multi-billionaire who's won six championships, like going to a strip mall where there's a Papa John's on one side and an escape room on the other with like $50 in loose bills in his pocket.
It's
doing
weird.
Something like this. You know what it makes me think about, Chris, from the Pittsburgh perspective? It makes me really think long and hard again about the Patriot way. About the Patriot way. Yes, they've won six championships, but how about some of the things that have happened to that franchise along the way? Their embarrassing moments or the things that have happened to really make them, I don't know,
pariahs
suffer.
For some people.
Yeah.
Would you rather be them or the Steelers? Would you rather be them and you've just won your sixth Super Bowl this century, but your owner just got busted?
I'd rather be the Patriots.
At a tawdry massage parlor?
Yeah, I'd rather be that jerk.
Of course you would. Of course you would. And you know why? Because right now, I think, I haven't looked, they're the favorites to win it again next year. And this will be a footnote in Patriots history at the end of the day. Weirdly, Robert Kraft got busted for soliciting sex acts at a massage parlor where it seemed like he would be very out of place.
Does he get dressed up for this, or does he walk in casual clothing?
Low hat and sunglasses.
I don't know.
Why didn't he get... Well, I guess he... I wonder if he gave them a fake name at first.
It doesn't...
Obviously, they figured out who he was based on surveillance video and stuff, but did he know enough to go in and say, hi, my name is Bob...
What?
My name is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Bob Mexico?
My name is Bob Krumpft.
Yeah. My name is Bobbert Kreft. The whole thing, as you can see right now, as I'm sitting here just dumbfounded, the whole thing leaves me sort of speechless. I'm trying to imagine virtually any owner outside of Mark Cuban or a Steve Ballmer or one of the newer owners in a league being embroiled in. I'm not trying to like slander them by saying that. I'm just saying they're younger guys who are out there in the public sphere a lot more, who kind of do that new rich sort of thing. Outside of those guys, it's so hard for me to imagine a guy who's the head of Kraft Foods and what have you. And
he is?
That's where his money comes from.
So it's the same Kraft?
Yes. It's not some. I thought the same thing. I didn't realize that till I was doing a little looking today. But the dude is almost 80. Like, don't you expect some, like, 50-something owner to be doing this?
Can I just ask a question about that? Do you expect at some point in your life your sex drive just stops? Am I going to be sitting here in my, like, 70s, maybe not literally here, but I'm going to be alive
impressive.
And around. And, like, the opposite sex, my wife, I'm not going to find any of it appealing.
Not if you call Regenesis, Regenesis HRT.
And not if you read the date of birth on the people on this list. There's like an 84-year-old guy caught up in this. There's an 83-year-old guy.
I believe
like,
the phrase, the spirit is willing, but the
body is weak.
Isn't
there a part of you that
up.
Says, wow, this 84-year-old still got a little bit of gas in the tank?
Well, I wouldn't have thought it. So, like, good for you, buddy.
Hugh Hefner. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And therefore you...
What if Kraft came out and instead of saying I categorically deny it,
just
said,
owned it.
I have a sexual appetite. I apologize.
I was lonely.
It got the best of me.
I have a girlfriend. I apologize to her more than anybody.
Yeah.
This is unbelievably stupid of me.
Would you respect that? Because I would.
I would respect
and
him
I still,
owning it.
And I still think he should be disciplined for it. And I think he should be disciplined because of the standard the league has set with NFL
what would
owners.
You do?
I think you need to suspend him for maybe half the season.
Suspend him?
Yeah,
like he
fine
can't
him.
Sit in his owner's box?
Hearsay suspension. Didn't he get suspended?
Yeah.
Why does Robert Kraft care that much if he's not sitting in
Have
the owner's
Have you seen
box?
Him at these games, man?
I know. He gets tanked.
What do you mean tanked?
He gets very drunk, it
he
seems
does?
Like. Did you see him on the Super Bowl podium? He looked like he was destroyed. Looked like he was out of his mind drunk. Practically slurring his words.
He does not strike me as an absentee owner who just counts beans and wants to make money. I think if you ripped that away from him, his opportunity to be around his team for 2 months, I think it would.
If he gets to be around them at the stretch drive, that's what he cares about, though.
Well, Curtis, yes.
So take what he cares about away if you want to punish him.
What's that mean? He's not allowed to be around the team for the playoffs?
Take a whole season away.
I think that's being a little bit harsh on him. I think they should fine him a few $100,000, fine him $500,000 or so.
Well, that's fining me or you $50, if that, even on his scale of things.
They fined the Patriots as an organization $250,000 for Spygate.
Well, it's silly.
For Spygate, they fined him only $250,000.
He's worth $4 billion. Do the quick math on what 500 grand is to him. It's .000.
So you
want
to make this
whatever.
What, like a $1 million trip to the massage parlor?
Yeah. I think he can afford it. I mean, judging by where he was, he would say he can't, but I think he'd be fine to afford that. The whole thing is just such, it's one of the straight, like, I went on Facebook when I was leaving the house today and saw Robert Kraft busted on suspicion of prostitution, and it was one of the weirdest things I have ever seen come across my feed. I was just so dumbfounded, flabbergasted, whatever.
A strip district store has already printed t-shirts, or they're in the process of printing t-shirts that lists Robert Kraft's rings, and it's the date for the Patriots' 6 Super Bowl years, the year, and then there's a 2019 prostitution ring listed. So people in Pittsburgh are really
how much joy can you really take in this? Like, this, come on. Now, if we're going to twist this back to sports, don't try to act like this does anything to really sully the Patriots' dominance and primacy.
Oh, but it sullies Kraft's image.
Okay.
And
so
you know what?
What?
Little small victories if you're a Steelers fan.
He would be far down. He'd be
I'd rather
probably
beat him on the field, but you know what? I don't mind this.
Of the Patriots persons who you would be most amused by them getting caught up paying for sex, Brady's number one. Belichick is close behind number two. Oh, wow, Craig. I don't even know if Kraft is number three on the list. I think it would be funny if McDaniels got caught up in it before him.
I like Kraft, but beggars can't be choosers.
Apparently Robert Kraft has no relation to Kraft Foods, now I'm being told.
Yeah.
I got to look this up.
Way to go, Chris.
That's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to him.
412-928-9370. So you're saying Steelers fans aren't allowed to take delight?
I just don't think it
this?
Does a whole lot.
What do you mean?
I just don't think it does much. I don't think you can take as much delight as you want, but
you
don't
find yourself laughing at the Patriots right now and their owner?
No.
At least for 5 minutes. At least take one day to say, you know what? They've got everything going for them. Great quarterback of all, greatest quarterback of all time, greatest coach of all time. 6 Super Bowl rings, but everybody has a bad day. Sucks to be Bob Kraft. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I guess I don't like feel that this is doing much to damage
them. I'm okay with dancing on Bob Kraft's proverbial grave a little bit today. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's the PM team.
There are people down there in that area, I'm told, who say that this story is going to heat up and get a lot worse. And I don't mean involving Robert Kraft. I'm talking about with all the human trafficking that has gone on down there. I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved. See what police turn up in the report. But obviously there's a situation that's unfolding here that's disturbing on a number of levels. The NFL has a personal conduct policy, and we've already seen that owners are held to the highest standard possible. Now, Robert Kraft is categorically denied his involvement. They say that there's video, and again, being charged is not being convicted. But the NFL also has its own set of standards, and the personal conduct policy calls for higher standards and harsher punishment for owners.
Okay, so that's Adam Schefter on ESPN giving you the details on this Robert Kraft story. Misdemeanor charges, soliciting sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, and Adam Schefter saying that there's at least one bigger name. I mean, you describe this, Chris, as a seedy massage parlor, and if a billionaire owner of the best team in football who just won the Super Bowl isn't the biggest name,
the mind starts to wander as to who is.
Yep. It really does.
I have a few theories.
Do you think that Kraft, who is dating, a 30-year-old?
She's much younger than he is.
Do you think she dumps him? Do you think this is a situation?
What if she knows that he's doing this?
I thought about that, too.
What if she's like, he's a 77-year-old guy. He treats me very well.
He's in the fourth quarter of life.
Yeah, I enjoy his company. He clearly likes to get down and still drink. So it sounds like he's a guy that's trying to live his best life these last how many ever years he's got and enjoy himself.
Well, that's clear now.
In every way. I don't think she dumps him.
How do you find out about a place like this? And then once you find out about it,
are you doing field research here? What is going on?
Yeah, I am.
You
Chris.
Just drive past. You know when you see one. One that I'm like 100% positive every day on my way.
Forget about
here.
The pony angle to this. You know one when you see one.
Yeah, I think you just know.
And I'll tell you what, if I ran a reputable massage parlor,
yes,
these types of massage parlors would really tick me off.
I agree.
It's the equivalent of performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. Or it's...
You're doing something that might give you a leg up in the massage parlor business.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
We are a reputable massage parlor.
We're doing things the right way. We're not cheating.
Yes.
We're not cutting corners.
Shut these shady establishments that Craig apparently says...
You
can see him from a mile away.
So if Craig was doing the Riley report instead of the Mitchell report, there'd be no trouble figuring out which places were which.
I'd know.
This is like... You know what else this is? Cork in the bat. An unfair advantage that way. You're trying
so what should be the,
outward appearances. You're trying to.
So, what should be the discipline? Should they lose a draft pick?
No. It's a person.
Why? It's the owner of a team, though.
It's
when Belichick.
It's a misdemeanor. Has any other owner. Did Irsay get Doc draft picks?
No. He got fined.
And he had a ton of
half
drug,
a million dollars.
He had a lot of opioids, right? He had pills on him.
Yeah.
Oxy. What he did is much worse. That having that much of a drug that we know has like killed a ton of people in this country, that is way worse than this. This is, again, something I think should be legal, prostitution. And I'm not saying that. I understand that this is like a human trafficking case. I'm not talking about this particular
You're saying
place.
Legalize it, and if you do, it'll prevent.
Yes, it'll prevent human trafficking.
Yes.
Yes. Put it on the up and up. What Irsay did was way worse, in my opinion.
Because he was driving and he was endangering
Correct.
Other people.
Correct.
And this is a horny... 70
near octogenarian.
How old is this guy?
77.
Kraft?
He'll be 78 in June. Did the Cardinals get docked anything for Steve Keim? Driving extraordinarily
drunk?
No,
I don't think so. He got disciplined, though.
Again, way worse. That's their GM. If you want to punish him, give him one less pick. What he did was unbelievably
dangerous. I wonder
if
the Rooneys now will look down on Kraft. If the Steelers will look at him and be like, oh, we thought this guy was one thing and he's something else. You know, not to say that he's in prostitution rings, but I think you know what you're getting with Mark Davis. You're getting a guy that wears a fanny pack. and he drives a caravan.
He drives 6 hours each way for a haircut.
That's
he does
not
12
even
hour...
good. He drives 6 hours for like
a Prince Valiant haircut.
Like, I think you know with some of these NFL owners what you're getting. You know, Jerry Jones is a loose cannon who's out for every penny.
The surprise with Jerry Jones would be if he wasn't going to these places that Robert Kraft was found. Agree?
Now, that is a shot at Jerry Jones. That's a personal shot at him that he likes to pay for sacks.
Craig, do you disagree?
I have no comment on Jerry Jones' personal life like that.
Your big Jerry Jones take is that he's a man
who... He cuts the profile of a man who pays for sacks. Yes. Why is that not a valid Jerry Jones take?
I don't know. I just feel like if we were working in Dallas, you would not say.
You're right, and we're working in Pittsburgh, so I can say it.
But we have the Jerry Jones show on the intercom Dallas.
I think that'll be okay. I think the Boston guys say bad things about us. Dadgummit, boys, I'm heading down to the massage parlor.
The combine's next week. What sort of talk you think is going to be going on there?
Body talk. Very body. Backroom talk. John Clayton, didn't he say you go to Shula's, you go to the back room where these talks can actually happen? Oh, well,
back
now.
Room again.
I think we owed it to ourselves and definitely owed it to the listeners to ask John Clayton, who's a straight shooter about football matters, his opinion on this.
But we forgot to.
I know. We did a bad job there. That's what I'm saying.
Craig, did you get an opinion from Clayton off the air about this?
I did not.
Kraft situation?
Do you know who I think has...
Do you think Clayton has a direct line to Kraft? I bet he does.
Mm.
You don't think Clayton can pick up the phone and get...
I think the late Paul Allen, late Seahawks owner, I think he might have.
Clayton can call up Art Rooney in a pinch.
I bet he
you?
Has almost every
well,
owner's
he has
number.
More of a history with the Steelers because he covered them. You know who I bet has an unbelievable take on all this is Paul Zeiss. Just
I can't
because.
Wait. Is he on tonight?
Yeah, he's already here.
Oh, good. Fan hoodies and t-shirts available now at the Fan Store. Perfect options for the unpredictable Pittsburgh weather. Visit 937thefan.com/store now to get your exclusive merchandise made by Fanatic Impressions. Follow us on Twitter at 937thefan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Chris Mueller is leaving for paternity leave. He's going to watch his baby boy, the wonderful Lennox, for the next 2 weeks. So we are going to send Chris out with a bang.
There
Not
it is
a Robert
again.
Kraft bang.
There it is again.
Coming up after this, but right now it's time for me to tell you about, well, if I was telling you about something I always tell you about, it would really be funny, but it's not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.